This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate that. I forgot my coffee. I was making Pat a sandwich. Brian had the initiative to go back and make his own sandwich. I had to. I'm not your mother. I don't make people sandwiches. So, yeah. Enjoy, and then I'll tell you what it is. All right? Do you already know? Did Brian tell you? Oh, good. All right. It's a surprise. All right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We got an email from, where is it? Come on. My website. That crashed out. Okay. There we go. Yeah, we got an email on the Diamond Jim press release. I feel sad because I cannot get out there and try to catch a $25,000 fish. That's a pretty good one. Oh, man. All right. But keep them coming. We like it. We like it. Somebody's listening from Kingston, New York. Wow. Oh, that's my buddy John. Okay, cool. So he's got TuneIn Pro app on his iPhone, and he will go back and listen. It's not the same as live, but he doesn't skip a beat. All right, let's see, Big John. All right, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com is the email address. And what we're talking about here on the press release, all right, in case you're just joining us, and I know many of you are at this point, the Maryland Department of Natural Resources sent out a press release about Diamond Jim. And I'm playing the match game here this morning. Read the press release. And then immediately I want your reaction on the telephone. And so if you don't know the number, it's 410-922-6680. It's our WCBM 680. It's our call letters, WCBM, and our location on the dial. You can give us a call at 410-922-6680 or 800-922-6680. And I want to know, when I heard the press release, I felt the press release was, you can fill in the blank, match game. You remember Gene Rayburn, all the stars of Hollywood that couldn't get work, went on the match game, and it was, he'd read a little card and said, fill in the blank, and that's what we're doing, playing the match game here. All right. Wanted, Diamond Jim. Last weekend to catch the outlaw fish. The Maryland Department of Natural Resources is putting out an all-points bulletin for the elusive Diamond Jim striped bass, easily recognized by its DNR tag. DNR recommends corralling a posse, heading out on the water and finding that fish. Caution is advised. Diamond Jim was last seen swimming with a gang of as many as 400 tag stripers called imposters, each worth $500 a piece. The elusive Diamond Jim and his buddies are wanted for escaping during the 2012 Maryland Fishing Challenge. This is the last weekend to catch the wanted fish. His place of birth was the Chesapeake Bay. Date of birth, 2004. Height, at least 18 inches. Weight, unknown. Build, rocky. Hair, none. Eyes, happy. Complexion, stripey. Sex, male. Nationality, USA. Occupation, he's a fish. Remarks, Diamond Jim is still on the loose. Very elusive and worth some major dough. He's wanted for escaping during the 2012 Maryland Fishing Challenge. Scars and marks. Department of Natural Resources DNR tag. He's got some aliases. Scarfish. DJ Diamond Jim. Breaking Bass. Golden Gills. Don Fisho Corleone. Cash Money Catch. Sinister Scales. Funny Money Fins. Fins Gruber. Rebel Without a Clause, and Atticus Fins. And then it goes on, of course, and says, the Maryland Fishing Challenge is a free year-round tournament sponsored by DNR's Fishery Service, 27 recreational fishing organizations, and generous donors across the state. Purpose of the event is to promote Maryland's excellent fishing opportunities and the importance of children in nature as an essential key to the future environmental stewardship. And on it goes. So, when I read that, match game, here we go. When you read the press release, I felt 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Love to hear from you. Don't have to go on the air. You can tell Pat. He's over there stuffing his face with that great sandwich. Are you finished with it? Was it good? Good tender meat? Yeah, tasty. Yeah. Do you know what it was? Beaver. He's still chewing. Oh, Brian told you. Yeah, he lied. I mean, you lied. You did not. How'd you guess? Oh, you guessed all the other animals. Yeah. I wouldn't feed you anything bad for you, but it's good, isn't it? Yeah, man, it's very good. Yep, we're going to make... Did you like the barbecue sauce on it? Yeah, we're going to make barbecue out of that. That's good. I took a beaver leg, and I roasted it for about an hour and a half at 300 low. I put some good steak rub on top of it, and I actually cooked it in chicken broth, chicken stock. And then I got it out of there and drained it off and dumped everything into the crock pot. And I added some tomato-based barbecue sauce, real thin stuff. You know, local guy makes it. Not bad. And I just cooked the cooked it slow, the crock pot. Crock-potted the beaver leg until it fell off the bone. And then I shredded it, basically. You know, took all the bones out, took all the fat off of it, and shredded it. And that's it. And it had a good flavor even without the barbecue sauce. Yeah, I mean, when I cooked it in the crock-pot, I've been eating it like that. So we'll take that and add a little barbecue sauce to it and mix it up. We take some Outlaw barbecue sauce from... My buddy Steve up in Hampstead has barbecue equipment store, and they make their own barbecue sauce. It's got a little bite to it, but we cut it with orange pineapple juice and a little bit of peach preserves in there, or apricot preserves. Makes good barbecue sauce. Tangy, yeah, tangy, sweet. It's good. Yep, mix that shredded meat in there with that. Makes barbecue sandwiches out of it. It's good. Ray, Pasadena. How are you, Ray?
Hey, how you doing, Alan?
Good, you?
Pretty good. I called in late, and I don't know if you put this on the thing that this next weekend coming up is going to be the Bill Burton Fishing Derby for the Kids at Fort Smallwood Park.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I think it's a $5 fee for each kid, and I think you get $5 back when you go in the park.
Mm-hmm.
And it's from, I think it's from 9 o'clock till about 11 o'clock. And depending on what the kids catch and everything like that, they give away, I think, reels and everything like that, fishing rods.
Okay, cool. Are you part of that?
Yeah. No, I'm not a part of it. It's put on by the Pasadena Sports Fishing. But me and my kids were always going fishing and everything like that, so I signed them up and everything to
get
a taste of competition between fishing.
Okay, sounds good.
And the other one I want to say is that the guy that was talking on there about the pollution and everything like that,
mm-hmm.
earlier this year down at Stony Creek, I think it was in June, they had a big fish kill, and they were talking about how bad the oxygen in the water was.
Right. So if I recall, there was a big storm ahead of that.
It was?
A big storm. And what happens was when that storm water, that fresh water rushes the... rushes into any of the tributaries, it lowers the dissolved oxygen, and that tends to kill the little fish. But anyway, continue with your point.
But the guy's talking about pollution, everything like that.
Yeah.
And we went down, and the fish were, like, all over the place. I mean, like some yellow perch and pickerel and everything like that. So I kind of, like, she kind of, like what's going to happen now? So I said, well, bait's pretty resilient. I said, give it another month, we'll come back down. So we came back down another month, and it seemed like it was cleaner. I don't know how it happened to that, but we were catching all kind of white perch, catching hundreds of little small rockfish. And just last week, we were down there fishing, and we caught two drum down there.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think they came this far north.
They're everywhere this year for some reason.
I mean, it was a nice size, and it had like five spots on it. It was real pretty. The fins on it were real orange and everything.
Yep. Did you take a picture? Did you get your citation?
I had to get my son, and I lent him my cell phone. And I kind of looked at her. I said, well, you know, we caught it. You know, that's all we have to know.
Yeah.
And but the rockfish, I mean, the small rockfish in there is like crazy. It's like one after the other. Me and my daughter catching everything like that.
Good.
But like I say, the bait's pretty resilient. It kind of like takes a little time for it to heal and everything.
Yeah, of course it does. Yep, yeah. It does. And, you know, when you get a pulse like that from a storm pulse, that just lowers the oxygen. That doesn't necessarily mean the water's quality is bad. Okay, it just simply means that the fish can't breathe and they die.
Right.
And then, as you said, they're resilient. Once the oxygen is there, they're not caught in that no oxygen zone suddenly, like a storm surge does.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they tend to come back and just do their thing normally. So, yeah, you're right. The bay is resilient. But we can't do much about those pulses when we get a massive thunderstorm like that. So.
Right. Well, that's why I just call and tell everybody about the fishing derby and everything. And if anybody was interested, still get in.
Okay.
$5, it's worth it.
All right. Oh, yeah. Do you have a phone number or anything?
I just had it. It was on the website of Anne Arundel County Parks.
Okay.
And it's put on by Pasadena Sports Fishing Unit.
Okay, cool. Appreciate
it. Yeah.
Thanks, Ray.
All right, sir.
Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We welcome some new sponsors this week, including Big Buck Sense from the Eastern Shore, Pete's Cycle Shop. Clyde Sports Shop is back. We welcome them. Bay Linex, of course, is a tried-and-true sponsor, as is WW Tire and Auto Service, as is Tochterman's, as is Sean Mann. We also welcome the Maryland Farm Bureau Doe Challenge. And the Buck Bomb this week. We're reading a lot of those commercials live. We have recorded some of them, which will be broadcast from here on out. We are going through a minor transition here that affected the way we do things. And so we'll be bringing you those in a different format next week, some of those commercial spots. But right now it's time for me to tell you about Big Buck Sense. Cold Scent is their model, I guess you could say. That's their banner, made by Big Buck Scents. Cold Scent has a fast-growing reputation for attracting big Maryland bucks. Several friends of mine have used Cold Scent, and we've published the pictures in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly with great results. Big bucks. Maryland's Eastern Shore is home to Big Buck Scents. Big Buck Cold Scent. That's what you look for. Cold Scent is different than those mass-produced bottles you see on every shelf. First, it's one deer to one bottle. Pure deer urine. That's a 4-ounce bottle, too. Plenty for the rut. The deer urine is collected and immediately refrigerated. It is kept cold to keep the vital elements in the urine from breaking down and becoming less attractive. Trust me, there's science behind all this. Big Buck Scents arrives at your local dealer cold. In its own refrigerator. You keep it cold till you use it, and then you will see the difference and the results. Try the Cold Scent Vanilla Bean. That's a cover scent. Doe in Heat, Dominant Buck, or Doe Pea in the 4-ounce bottle. For more information, visit the website bigbucksense.com or visit your local dealer. Ask for and use Cold Scent by Big Buck Scents. Clyde Sports Shop. Ready for dove season with dove loads and decoys? Ready for the bow season opener next Friday with Kotobo crossbows, Parker crossbows, Quest G5 bows by Diamond and Bowtech, Parker compound bows, Parker vertical bows. They've got all the arrows and broadheads, accessories, tuning, and setup if you like. Don't forget those great Thompson Center muzzleloaders later on for the muzzleloader season. And Clyde Sports Shop also has Live Spot for those of you who are going live lining. They carry Live Spot for sale. You don't have to catch your own. Just go in and catch them at Clyde's. And they've got the razor clams, too, if you want to chum or if you want to use them for crabbing. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, just up Beltway Exit 9, 242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. Website is ClydeSports.com. Two S's in the middle, Clyde's Sports. They got firearms and licenses and gunsmithing and scope mounting. If you'd like to call the fishing hotline, it's 247-3474. That's your up-to-date recorded fishing report. Billy does a fine job, been doing it for many years. 247-FISH for a fishing report. Clyde Sports Shop. Nice to have him back as a sponsor. Don't forget, Pete's Cycle. ATV hunting event. Yep, it's the hunting ATV event of the season at Pete's Cycle in Bel Air, Baltimore, and Severna Park. And hunters, you're invited. The ATV sale and hunting season kickoff event will be held on Saturday, September 22nd, which is also National Hunting and Fishing Day. From 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. at all three locations. I already named them, Bel Air, Baltimore, Severna Park. At Pete's Cycle, the Baltimore location at 7511 Bel Air Road, just inside Beltway Exit 32A, there will be a deer hunting mini clinic by Tracy Groves at 10:30. Tracy does a great deer seminar, too. And waterfowl mini clinic by John Akehurst from up in Harford County, calling geese, how to set up your decoys, 11:30. Hunting vendors will be there, too, including some of our sponsors. On Saturday, September 22nd, Pete's Cycle will be rolling out the ATVs with special offers just in time for hunting season. Honda, Yamaha, Polaris, Kawasaki, Suzuki, and Can-Am are all on display and ready to hunt. Visit PeteCycle.com or call 410-663-8556. That's the Baltimore store. 410-663-8556 for Pete's Cycle ATV hunting event on September 22nd from 10 to 2.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Marcy Norton. They're often criticized as spoiled, impatient, and entitled. But as millennials enter the workforce, many companies are jumping through hoops to accommodate their demands for faster promotions, greater responsibilities, and more flexible work schedules, much to the annoyance of older coworkers who feel they have spent years paying their dues to rise through the ranks. Employers say concessions are necessary to retain the best millennials, also known as Generation Y, which is broadly defined as those born in the 1980s and 90s. They bring fresh skills to the workplace. They're tech savvy, racially diverse, socially interconnected, and collaborative. And companies need to keep their employee pipelines full as baby boomers enter retirement. Many companies, especially those based in less hip locations, are rolling out unique incentives for young hires. It's estimated Gen Y will comprise more than 40% of the workforce by 2020. I'm Marcy Norton with the Wall Street Journal.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes,
tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Do we have any phone calls this hour? No comments on the press release from DNR. That's interesting. We did get one from Arnold on email. He said, when I heard the press release, I thought I needed to add bourbon to my coffee. I don't know. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I read the press release. Maybe you heard it, maybe you didn't, but we are soliciting comments. We're playing the match game. Well, I'm sure everybody's on, you know, just a lot of people are traveling, and that's fine. The email address is Ellis. My last name, E-L-L-I-S, at ellisoutdoors.com. And, you know, it's easier to function during this show when we receive calls from our listeners. And we like to hear from our listeners about all the different things that they know and can relate about the outdoors. And I love getting the calls on, you know, groundhogs and coyotes and foxes and deer and, you know, geese and you name it. I love it. And any kind of fishing, too. I mean, even the odd stuff, you know, I just enjoy it. I just enjoy talking to all of you. So keep the calls coming. 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680 is our phone number. And I don't often tell you how much I do appreciate you, but I do. I do. So. But yeah, we've got a lot of fish here in the fishing challenge. That's for sure. Now, Robert Ziegler from Sykesville caught a 15-inch crappie. Marley Steele from Falston a red drum, and Lindsay Warwick from Severna Park caught a 21-inch largemouth. And then the Turner family: Linza, Marsha, Charlie, and Charles. I know. I'm sorry. Marsha, Charlie, and Charles from Lusby all caught red drum, got certificates for them. Ed Schwartz caught a yellowfin tuna and a white marlin, and citations for those. Larry Velton and Ashton Schoen, red drum. Bill Pacheco from Mount Airy caught a 21-inch largemouth. Let's see if there's any really interesting ones here. Anna Ostremsky caught not only a red drum, but a Spanish mackerel. Robert Conway, a red drum. A lot of red drum. And just an invasion in the bay this year of red drum. That's a good thing. Mako shark was caught by Arnold Gilbert. And Arnold M. Gilbert, Jr. from Glenmore, Pennsylvania, caught a blue shark, 84 inches. That's nice. Dustin Johnson, a 14-inch white perch. Luke Keener from Ridgely, West Virginia, a 30-inch channel cat. Let's see what else we have of note here. Brian Denny from Eldersburg, a 21.5-inch smallmouth. Jose Stotler from Clear Spring, a 22-inch largemouth. Dale and Mike Mumford both caught Spanish mackerel. They're from Ridgely and Mechanicsville. Joanne Taylor from Ellicott City, a 13.5-inch white perch. Richard Keith III from Ocean View, Delaware, 63-inch white marlin. Kristen Kemper of Dagsboro, Maryland, a blue marlin, 84 inches. Yeah, there's a big northern on a big northern pike on here from Deep Creek. Let's see. There it is. Joel Lewis from Accident, Maryland, caught a 38-inch northern pike from Deep Creek. Grace Huffman, the 24-inch flounder, and John Huffman, both from Swanton, on vacation down in Ocean City, caught a 24 and a 25-inch flounder. Brian Sorotkin from Columbia, a 42-inch blue catfish. Tom McLaughlin, a senior from Darlington, Pennsylvania, a 25-inch flounder. The entire Stremski family, Gary and Anna, all caught red drum. Marcio Amigo, Kevin Duffy, red drum. Robert Minnick from Frederick, a 16-inch crappie. And a big wahoo, Jim Frazetti from Odenton, Maryland, with a 62.5-inch wahoo. Nice fish, all in the Maryland Fishing Challenge. All wraps up this weekend. We hope you are going fishing, and we hope that you catch a tag Diamond Jim. Maybe it's worth the $25,000 to you. We'll see. Let's see. David in Laurel. Good morning, David. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Good. What's up?
Well, I'm wondering. this is probably a strange question. Do you have a good groundhog recipe?
You know, we talked about that. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago. A fella called in and was trying to get one skinned and had a heck of a time getting it skinned. Do you notice the same thing?
Yeah, they're real difficult to work with.
Yeah, their skin sticks like glue, like it's pasted on. But here's what I would recommend for groundhog. Now, there is a gland, I believe, on the back that you got to trim off of there, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay. It's like a musk gland almost. I would cook them like I would cook any critter like that. And I've cooked muskrat, and I've cooked beaver, and I've cooked groundhog the exact same way. I would take a nice steak rub of some kind, since it's dark red meat anyway. It's gonna come out similar to beef.
Right.
I would cut the groundhog in pieces. Two front legs, two rear legs, in the back panel. Okay. Trim the ribs off and all that stuff. I don't know if you're gonna eat them or not, but primarily I just go with the meaty chunks. I take a nice steak season of some kind, and it doesn't matter what you use, but sprinkle it with that, and then I cook everything in some kind of a stock, whether it's chicken stock or beef stock. It really doesn't matter. The chicken stock seems just to be a little bit more flavorful to me. I roast it. I would roast it maybe even in an oven bag if you wanted to, and you could get a decent meal that way. But I take it a step further. After I've roasted it, I take that liquid, I put it in a crock pot, and I crock pot that critter for a couple of hours till the meat just falls off the bone. And I'm guessing if you add some barbecue sauce or some V8 juice, salt and pepper to that mix, you'd probably have a really, really good meal.
Yeah, all the recipes I've seen do recommend double cooking it.
Yeah, I just think that works so much better with everything. I mean, even when I do like venison sauerbraten, or antelope sauerbraten, I just use boneless pieces of meat primarily. I've taken backstrap and made it into little cutlets. I've taken steaks, and you just brown them just real quick. You don't have to brown them. You just get the color. Just get the color to change.
Well, have you ever tried? Don't be your venison. Have you ever tried marinating it in just plain old Italian dressing?
Yeah, Italian dressing's great.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. I'll tell you what else is good. Use Italian breadcrumbs and put some olive oil in your pan about a little bit deep, and just coat your venison with Italian breadcrumbs, Italian seasoned breadcrumbs, and just fry it. Flip it once, because you don't have to overcook it, when you're frying it. But just so that
meat overweight too many times.
A lot of people do, yeah. Yeah, but the venison steaks and venison tenderloin done like that. Also like to saute them in wine and butter. I like to use a mix of V8 juice, teriyaki sauce, and brown sugar, and put enough brown sugar in there that as the liquid reduces, it actually becomes a glaze, and you turn those venison tenderloin coins over and over in that glaze. It puts a nice coating on them. Nice
and making me hungry.
Nice and sticky. This is all stuff I've, you know, pretty much come up with on my own, other than some recommendations from friends. But where was I going? Oh, the sauerbraten. Do you like sauerbraten, sour beef?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. How do you make it?
I have a recipe. I don't mean it's a...
It's a lot of work, isn't it?
It is a lot of work.
Well, let me tell you how to solve that problem and have we eat it quite often. We like it. Go to your local store, and I think Martin's has it, and I don't know who else has it, but Mrs. Minnick's sauerbraten mix. Mrs. Minnick's. It comes in a bottle. Looks like a wine bottle. Mrs. Minnick's Salads is right here in Baltimore. They make it right here.
Okay.
Okay? You take Mrs. Minnick's. You brown your venison. You dump the Mrs. Minnick's in the crock pot. You had a quarter cup of vinegar, 2 ounces, and you let it cook. You just brown it, throw it in there, let it cook, let it cook, let it cook, let it cook. When you're ready to eat it, you pull the meat out, okay? You let the broth in there, or you can put it in a pan, and you add ginger snaps to make the crushed up ginger snaps in hot water. Crush them up, like 8 or 9 or 10 of them. Uh-huh. Mix it in there and make your gravy. Oh.
That sounds so much easier.
It is much, much easier. It's much easier, and it's extremely good. Yeah, Mrs. Minnick's.
Minnick.
Minnick's, Mrs. Minnick's.
All right, I'll look for that. You know, you made me hungry.
I know. Well, hey, look, I served shredded beaver meat to these guys this morning. They each got a sandwich, Brian the first hour and Pat the second hour, and neither one of them are showing any ill effects. They were both saying how delicious it was before I told them what it was.
Yeah, funny story about
good.
That. I had a good friend that had a young daughter. She was like 9 when this happened.
Yeah.
She had pretty much run to my house.
Mm-hmm.
And she came in one day and opened the refrigerator and was looking for something to eat, and I had some sliced up tongue in there.
Oh, I love tongue.
And
you in the pressure cooker?
No.
Oh, that's your way to do it, man. Season it up, put it in pressure cooker.
So she slapped a couple pieces on a piece of bread, put a little mayonnaise on there, and it was eating it. And I said, you know what you're eating? And she said, yeah, it's meat.
Right.
And I said, yeah, you know what part? And she was like, no, what part? And I stuck my tongue out at her. She couldn't eat any more of it.
Now, of course not. No. No, you heard about the couple in the restaurant. The woman said, oh, I can't believe you're eating tongue. That came out of an animal's mouth. And he looked at her and he said, hey, you're having eggs.
Oh. And on that note.
All right. See ya.
Bye.
Thanks. And let's talk to Bill and Glen Burnie. Morning, Bill. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. You?
I want to ask you a question.
Go ahead.
We were fishing the Blackwater last week.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine, and we were using minis.
Yep.
On bottom rigs.
Right.
We caught 2 fish. We caught more. We got little rock and all, but these 2, they were real silvery, shiny, and they had a black spot on each side of the tail.
Yep. Red drum.
Is that what they were?
Yep. Puppy drum.
Because they weren't into fishing guide.
Nope. But they were red drum. We've been talking about red drum here for weeks. That's what they are. Little immature red drum.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, with a spot on the tail. And you guess what? You could have got a citation for either of them or both.
No kidding.
Yeah, there's no size limit this year. Next year, look out.
How do you get the citation?
Did you turn them loose?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, he took them home to eat them.
Took them home. There is a size limit on them to keep them, but yeah. You can go to someplace like Clyde's or something like that and get your citation.
What's the size limit? You know?
None. That's why there's so many red drum citations.
There's no limit?
No citation size limit.
Oh.
Okay.
They were, both of them were over 12 inches.
Okay.
And yeah. They really fight, not as good as a rock, but they fight.
They fight nice. Well, I know. Yeah, they're a drum. Same family as croaker.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we caught a lot of rock.
Yeah.
But all of them are under.
Undersized, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, that's good for next year.
And we caught turtles and eels.
Yeah.
We got a big eel.
How big?
He must have been 4 foot long.
That's a big eel. That's about as big as they get.
And he was about 2 inches in diameter.
Did you eat him?
No, we cut him loose because Nobody wanted
it. Oh, man. I've never eaten eel, but I'd be, certainly be willing to try them. So.
Well, I know a fellow said that you skin them and clean them and smoke them. They're delicious.
They are. From what I hear, yeah, absolutely.
But
so. They're not kosher, though. So.
Sir?
They're not kosher.
Oh, no?
No.
But they bit on minis.
Yeah, well, everything bites on minis. That's what they eat.
Oh, yeah?
Well, sure.
Well, that's good.
Yep. All right, Bill.
Okay, well, thanks.
Thanks for the call. Yep. You got it, buddy. Take care.
Right.
Bye-bye. We got Walt in Catonsville. How are you, Walt?
Good morning, Alan.
What's up?
I wanted to talk to you about your Miss Mimics.
Mrs. Mimics. M-I-N-N-I-C-K-S.
I have two bottles in my cupboard right now.
Yeah.
And I'd just like to know, let you know that you can go to the grocery store and buy the cheapest cut of meat.
Yep.
The flank. And unmarbled. Cut it up in little squares. Put it in your Mrs. Mimics liquid that you pour it right out of the bottle.
Right.
Put it in the refrigerator covered for 24 hours.
Right.
And it's almost cooked. Now, with venison, it would be the same thing. And, of course, then I take my meat out, brown it. I'll brown it all around. Make my gravy. With your ginger snaps.
Yep.
Put my meat in there to finish cooking.
Yeah.
And while that's happening, you make your dumplings on top.
Oh, man. You know,
and
my
just
mother.
Roll them over a little bit.
My mother used to make good dumplings.
Potatoes.
We eat it on potatoes. We eat it on rice. We eat it on noodles, butter noodles, or egg noodles, excuse me.
Dumplings are easy to make.
Yeah.
A little bit of flour, a little bit of egg white only.
Yep.
Make a ball.
Yep.
Roll them around.
Yep.
Oh, is that good? Also, when you're live lining out near the Bay Bridge.
Yep.
I was catching the same thing. I didn't know what they were. I was throwing them back because I was trying to catch some spot.
Right.
And I was catching them a little drum.
Yep.
Didn't know it, but now I know it because you described them.
Yep.
Thank you, Alan.
Silver, black spot.
Yep.
One or more, usually back by the tail.
Okay.
You know why they have a black spot by the tail?
Yes, so other fish would think it's an eye.
Correct.
Okay.
You got it, Walt. Thanks, buddy.
Good morning.
See ya. There you go. Man. God, I'm hungry now. I am. Well, let's talk about fishing. Let's talk about the finest selection of fishing tackle anywhere, the best advice and quality service. Well, that's Tochterman's. That's what we're all looking for when we go to a tackle shop. Those three things, selection, advice, and service. Tochterman's in Baltimore is providing those attributes since 1916, right here in Baltimore, 2.5 blocks east of Broadway and Fells Point. Tochterman's downtown location is 1925 Eastern Avenue. Easy to reach. At Tochterman's, you'll find nearly 1,000 fishing rods. 600 fishing reels all on display, fishing tackle and bait for the bay, for bass, for surf, for bottom fishing, and offshore. And don't forget fly fishing, a complete section devoted to fly fishing. Tochterman's is all fishing all time, has all the experts to answer all your questions. If you want to talk about fly fishing, you talk to Joe. Bass fishing, you talk to Gene. Offshore, you talk to McCabe. You want to go out of state, you want to go some tropical location, talk to Jim. He's been to all of them. He knows about tarpon and snook and bonefish. You will find some of the coolest fishing gadgets and gear and all the particular lures and plugs that you can imagine. That's right. At Tochterman's, they have the giant, most succulent, most delicious bloodworms you can imagine. They've got Yeti coolers. They even have Yeti coolers in purple for Ravens fans. I can't tell you the largest selection of Costa Del Mar sunglasses I've ever seen. Tochterman's on Eastern Avenue, downtown Baltimore, same family name, same location for, well, since 1916. The phone number, 410-327-6942. 410-327-6942. Tochterman's, first choice for Baltimore fishermen since 1916. It's the Doe Harvest Challenge. Doe Harvest Challenge. Deer season coming up. Starts next Friday. By legally harvesting a doe and donating the meat, you not only help feed hungry people here in Maryland, but you certainly please the local farmers by reducing crop damage. And a side benefit is you help balance the deer herd. Now, you could win valuable prizes packages this season, too. The Doe Harvest Challenge offers $5,500 in prizes with 18 chances to win. There's 13 counties in the Doe Harvest Challenge. Carroll, Frederick, Anne Arundel, Calvert, Charles, St. Mary's, Prince George's County here on the Western Shore. On the Eastern Shore, it's Queen Anne's, Kent, Caroline, Talbot, Dorchester, Wicomico counties. On the Eastern Shore, you harvest a doe. All you have to do is donate your deer through a participating FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide. Every 3 weeks, up to a $300 winner will be drawn in each of the three regions, plus a $500 grand prize package to one lucky hunter in each region. Participating deer processors have entry cards to fill out in their shops. You can enter every doe you donate within the region B, bag limits all season long. You're also eligible to win multiple times. The 2012 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Farm Bureau, Maryland Grain Producers Utilization Board, the Maryland Soybean Board, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, contact the Maryland Farm Bureau, 410-922-3426. Clyde Sports Shop, for fishermen, all the fishing tackle you could want, need, or imagine for striped bass and panfish, you name it. They have live spot for live lining. Live spot you can purchase among all the other baits that they sell. And razor clams, too. Live razor clams for chumming or for crabbing. And the razor clams are only available on the weekends. Now, for hunters, bow season begins September 7th. They've got Coda Bow and Parker Crossbows. They've got Quest G5 vertical bows, compounds, Diamond, Parker. They've got all the arrows and broadheads and accessories you need. All the scent. All the attractant, including wild mineral. They do tuning and setup on your bows, too. Thompson Center, muzzleloaders, great selection of those at Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. 410-242-6108. The website is www.clydesports.com. They are open 7 days on our all major credit cards. Clyde Sports Shop, been around since 1957. Firearms, licenses, gunsmithing, scope, mounting, and bore sighting. 247-3474-247 Fish is the fishing hotline for Clyde Sports Shop. 242-6108.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
The number one name in cable news is now on your radio. Fox News, fair and balanced. Every hour on the hour. Now on the most powerful names in talk. Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Let's talk to John on the Eastern Shore. Good morning, John. How are you doing? Hello, John. Hello, John.
Sorry about that.
You better be. Keeping all our listeners waiting. What's up?
Yep. Well, the Farm Bureau is great and sponsoring that Doe Challenge.
Right. But
the rest of us, number one, that are driving on the roads, on the highways and everything else around here, around all the counties, I'd be very thankful for them because right now, we have great hazards in terms of life, limb, and property in terms of impacting those deer. And also, all of us that are trying to have any kind of vegetation to stabilize, our property and everything else all around suburbia to keep it from washing into the bay and destroying the ecosystem, that's all being destroyed by way, you know, tremendous overpopulation.
Well, look at all the
going on. I don't know about the erosion portion. I mean, that's the ultimate. But right now, when you've got so many deer in suburbia, when you've got little herds of, you know, 6 and 8 and these little clusters of deer that can just stroll through a person's backyard, front yard, or anything else, munch it down. The same ones that just going across the highways and keep getting clocked all the time. And part of the insurance industry report that just came out on this area being one of the most dangerous, not too far down, is a lot of money spent out for deer impact. So that whole program is tremendous, not just to all the farmers and everything, but, you know, all the rest of us that are even in suburbia are definitely benefiting from that.
And you consider yourself in suburbia?
On the Eastern Shore, I'm on the fringe of it, but I'm also tied in over in Prince George's County, right in Bowie. It's in downtown suburbia, and the deer population there, this is right by the main downtown, where
right.
the high school and shopping and everything else
yep.
is tremendous. And I don't know if there's enough natural food and everything else.
No doubt there is. No doubt there is. There'll be plenty of food. There'll be plenty of deer. They're there now. They'll be there in the winter, and they'll be there next year.
They'll have everybody's azaleas.
Just tell all those homeowners in suburbia not to allow hunting, speak out against hunting, and then keep buying hundreds and thousands of dollars worth of landscaping every year. It doesn't matter. Because if you don't want to take care of the problem, well, then you're part of the problem.
That's right. That's why the DOE challenge is a good thing.
You got it, brother. Thank you.
Hey, have a great day.
You too, John. Thanks. See you. Wasn't quite sure where John was going there. Hey, the Buck Bomb is the hottest deer scent technology on the market. The Buck Bomb is pure deer urine manufactured in an aerosol spray. The Buck Bomb is distributed in this molecular form, and it gives whitetails the opportunity to follow that scent trail back to your stand site. The delivery rate in the large broadcast area cannot be duplicated with liquid, solid, or gel scents. Now, Buck Bomb Dope Pea and Vanilla Curiosity work well anytime to disguise your odor. Invite you to pick up a can of Young Buck or Acorn Rage right now for the early bow season and early muzzleloader season. As the rut approaches, the dominant buck scent will challenge other bucks to seek you out. Now, in the heart of the rut, through firearm season, try Doe and Estrus or Bone Collector Buck Bomb. Visit your local outdoor retailer, order online, buckbomb.com is the website, or you can call 866-850-6653. And fishermen, you can try the new Fish Bomb Menhaden Quick Slick from the makers of Buck Bomb. The Buck Bomb blows away traditional scent products. Hunt smart, increase your odds with the Buck Bomb. I want to tell you about Bay Linex at Glen Burnie. They install spray-on bedliners. I have one in my truck. I love it. It seals out all the water out of your truck bed, which means no rust. It protects against impact. It resists chemicals and acids and fuels, and it cleans up like new at your local car wash. Now, the Linex Extra imparts Kevlar protection to your truck bed, and you can also match the truck bed liner to the color of your truck if you like. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bed liner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. And don't forget the mobile service, too. They do tanks and secondary containment and decks and equipment on site, your farm, your home, your business. 400 Arundel Corporation Road is where you'll find Bay Linex at Glen Burnie, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Visit them online, baylinex.com. Give Bobby Hawkins a call, 410-789-0199. 789-0199. Find out how you can receive a $30 Bass Pro Shop gift card when you mention the Outdoorsman Radio Show or Ellis Outdoors. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, 410-789-0199. And one more time, mark your calendars for September 22nd. It's National Fishing and Hunting Day or National Hunting and Fishing Day. Both. It's the hunting ATV event of the season at Pete Cycle in Bel Air, in Baltimore, in Overly, and in Severna Park. And you know what, hunters? You are invited. I said Pasadena earlier, didn't I? Let me change that right now. Severna Park. Right there on the Ritchie Highway. You're invited. The ATV sale and hunting season kickoff event is Saturday, September 22nd. Only a couple hours. Take some time out and run over there and check them out. 10 to 2 at all three locations. Now, at Pete Cycle Baltimore location, 7511 Bel Air Road, just inside the Beltway exit 32A, there will be a deer hunting mini clinic by my friend Tracy Groves at 10:30 and a waterfowl mini clinic at 11:30 by John Akerst. John's a great caller and runs Callers for Christ and a higher calling hunting team. Hunting vendors will be on hand, and we'll bring you more information on that, too. On Saturday, September 22nd, that's the day, Pete Cycle will be rolling out the ATVs with special offers just in time for hunting season. 10 to 2 is the event. Honda, Yamaha, Polaris, Kawasaki, Suzuki, and Can-Am are all on display and ready to hunt. PeteCycle.com is the website, or call 410-663-8556. 410-663-8556 for the hunting ATV event at Pete's Cycle, all three locations. We got it all in, including your phone calls. I don't think we were short with any callers. I think we covered a lot of stuff. We got a lot of few emails. We got some cool pictures of from Arnold. Took his scout troop to New Mexico and saw bear tracks and rattlesnakes. There, Michael just sent me an email. Let's see what Michael has to say. Trying to open the email there, Michael. Oh, my. Shouldn't be that difficult to open. Where is it? Well, maybe we'll get it up. Maybe we won't. If you'd like to email me during the week, we would love to hear from you. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Working on redesigning the website, making it a little more user-friendly. Lots more pictures of me on there. And, more information. We're just trying to update a little bit. It's getting a little tired. And we're going to make Ellis Outdoors for the radio show the primary website for Ellis Outdoors LLC, which is my company. There'll be links on there to the Hunting Quarterly. There'll be links on there to the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine, links to all our sponsors, links to our podcast sponsors, which is Maryland Department of Natural Resources Fisheries Service. And now it's time for me to tell you it's Labor Day's Monday. Till the end of Labor Day.